Welcome back to the Roundtable. This coming Saturday, April 27th, from 10 to 4, the Albany Academies presents the 5th Annual Albany Children's Book Festival. This year, through a partnership with 15 Love and the Denise McCoy Legacy Award, they will honor two renowned children's authors, Caldecott winner Jerry Pinkney and humorist Tommy Greenwald. Jerry Pinkney will receive the Shimmer Lifetime Achievement Award, and Tommy Greenwald will receive the Denise McCoy Legacy Award. They are also partnering with the R. Michelson Gallery in Northampton, Massachusetts. Richard Michelson will be bringing several pieces of original artwork that will be on display throughout the festival as well. Here to tell us more are Karen Shimmer, Children's Book Festival founder, and as well as the Albany Academy's librarian, and the aforementioned Caldecott-winning illustrator, our good friend Jerry Pinkney. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight.
Well, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. So let us begin with you, Karen, of how this event came to be and what you are hoping to accomplish, and congratulations on getting to number 5.
Oh, we are so excited about it. Well, the festival actually began as a discussion with one of our local authors, Daniel Mahoney, who was at the school as a distinguished author, and he had come in, spoken to some children, and signed books for them. And then a couple of days after his visit, we had more children who came in and asked if they could please still get books with his signature. So I called Daniel, and he came in after school one evening, and we started talking about just how fortunate our children are. We are lucky enough that there are years we have 3 distinguished authors who visit the school, but not every school has that same possibility. In fact, with budget cuts, there are probably even fewer than there had been when we started this 5 years ago. So as we talked, Daniel talked about a program he had been involved with in Newburyport, Mass., which brought authors into the schools in an event like this. And as we talked, we just thought about it and said, you know, we could do this, and the Capital Region is the perfect spot to do it.
So what has it been like for the last few years of putting this together and seeing it grow?
Oh, it is just wonderful. Each year it grows. We have more and more people attending. We have more and more authors calling and wanting to be involved in it. It is just a wonderful event. It is a community event, free and open to the public. We invite everyone to join in with us. The mission is dedicated to nurturing literacy in school-age children, and that includes up to and through the young adult population. We have authors who come in. Probably 50% of our authors are right for that age group. So it is a wonderful event. It's very festive. We have magicians. Jim Snack will be there. Joey D., who focuses on the theme of reading. At noontime, there is a concert with Diane Payette, who will be singing about reading with the children. So the authors give readings and presentations throughout the day. We have a schedule of performances. So it is a wonderful event.
So before we talk with Jerry, let us talk about him and how you came to honor this very special man.
Because he is probably the preeminent children's illustrator working today. He is amazing. I know he has the Caldecott Medal. I believe he has 5 Caldecott Honor Medals. He has 5 Coretta Scott King Awards to his name, including 4 Coretta Scott King Honor Books. I think it's 5 Coretta Scott King Honor Books and 4 best.
He agrees. Yeah.
And 4
He's
best.
He's counting them now.
Yes. Well, his honors go on and on. It would be impossible to name them all, but he also has 4 New York Times best illustrated books for children. So he is quite a remarkable man and human being, and I am delighted that he is our first awardee.
Jerry, the last time we spoke was at the Norman Rockwell Museum, and where the beautiful exhibit of your work was being unveiled, and that exhibit continues to tour the country, doesn't it?
Yes, it's off to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic, and I know we spoke at that time about your work, and what has that experience been like to have audiences come in to see the actual paintings and to put it into perspective, and I assume to open you up to an even wider readership.
Well, I think, you know, it's just that. When an artist, especially an illustrator of children's literature, sits down to create works, the intent is to read into the work a sense of hope and inspiration. My books, the intent is to inspire and to reach as large an audience as possible. That's the nature of what I do and what authors and illustrators do. I create works with this hope and intent to reach as large an audience as possible. So when book sales are brisk and up, and then for me that the privilege to be in that place where the work is now being shown in major museums across the country, it's a very, very fulfilling and satisfying. I'm doing what I had hoped my work would accomplish. So it's quite a thrilling experience.
The exhibit is called Witness the Art of Jerry Pinkney and will be at the Philadelphia Museum of Art and will open in June and run through September with a lot of programs going on and then will make its way to Atlanta, Georgia. So when it comes to events like this, the Albany Children's Book Festival and the meeting of your readers and your fans, what draws you to events like this?
Well, again, it's this wide reach, and I must admit, with the Albany Children's Book Festival, one of the things that I was excited about and certainly humbled with the receiving the award, but also that word when I was going over the material that Karen sent me was this underserved children, reaching those children that may not have an opportunity to have a number of books to reach them, and also that may not have the opportunities to meet authors and illustrators in person. So all those things, again, is when, you know, you sit down to work, you create the best art you can. The hope and the intent, of course, is to reach out. And these things speak to that it's working. And the bottom line always is that if you can, in fact, interest a child in a book, then you're interesting a child in subject and then after that it just works outward to hopefully having this child begin to be more curious and to ask more questions.
And you bring up such a great point, and Karen alluded to this earlier, and I'm just hoping you can expand on it a little bit, Karen, about that need. I mean, we talk about budget cuts, and I think it almost becomes, you know, oh, we're cutting the budget. But what that actually means of how that actually impacts children, how that actually impacts your job as a children's librarian and bringing that material to the kids who need it.
What it really means is a reduced opportunity. You have to understand the importance of literacy to really get a sense of what the impact would be. Good children's books do many things for them. They transport them to other times and places, and in the process, they inform them about those other times and places. It also gives them, they use models. Actually, one of the Tommy Greenwald books, Charlie Joe Jackson's Guide to Not Reading, alludes to this all the time, what they learn from books, how to handle situations, how to interact effectively with people, is all there for them. In addition to what they get simply from the words on the page, the use of vocabulary, syntax, whatever it might be, But they lose those opportunities. They lose the opportunity of imagining. Another asset of reading, I think, is it brings the child autonomy. He's not being directed about the world by parents and adults. He is able to live through the child there and have his own reaction to it. So it's a huge loss. It's a huge loss to them.
One of the facets of your work, Jerry, that I think is so important is that through your beautiful art and incredible craftsmanship, you are able to introduce these classic stories to children in such a way that they may have never been presented to them before. Your new book coming out this year is The Tortoise and the Hare, Puss in Boots, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Three Little Kittens, The Lion and the Mouse, Little Red Riding Hood, and the list goes on, Noah's Ark. You tell these incredible, amazing stories that are a part of, our cultural backbone, but through your art, you're able to introduce them to a whole new audience. And I assume you take that very seriously as that being one of the goals.
Yeah, very, very much so. I mean, those stories that you mentioned, really stories that fired of my imagination as a young child. And that's what I'm trying to do, the same thing. One of the interesting things about my work and illustrating those classics that were read and also told to me as I was growing up. And even when they were read, most often they did not have pictures. So what I remembered as a young child is actually using my imagination to create those characters. What did they look like? What was their body language and all that? And when I sit down to draw and to paint today, I try to conjure up that kind of sense of magic and wonder about hearing a story told or read, and then figuring out what those characters actually looked like and what the setting must have smelled like or felt like. All those things come into play.
I'm going to use one example, and for our audience who hasn't seen it, you should just look it up and take a look because it's beautiful. But your book, The Lion and the Mouse, there's just this full head-on shot of the lion's face, and it is the eyes are looking to the left, and it is one of the most striking and beautiful pieces of art I've ever seen.
Thank you.
How long do you imagine or would in your heart of hearts love to see a child spend with that particular image?
Oh, well, this is very interesting because of I can just repeat some of the stories I've been told by parents or grandparents or teachers. And it's about how they've actually watched a child read, and I say read the pictures, and the lion and the mouse, and then the second time around in that read, the story has a different perspective to it, and that is interesting because that's the magic of that book, is that one, through reading the pictures, can read it many, many ways, and the child always has the ownership of how that story ends. And what that child actually reads into it. So it's actually magical. And by the way, when an artist and an author is working on a project, you have that intent or that hope, but you don't know it until, of course, it comes back to you. And the return from people I've spoken to, whether it's a teacher or a parent, a grandparent, is the enjoyment that they actually get at that child actually creating the sort of text to that story.
Karen spoke beautifully a moment ago about the importance of literacy in bringing these books to children. But the twofer, especially when it comes to your work, is not only are you inviting them in and introducing them to these incredible stories and to books, but also to beautiful art.
Yes. I'm an artist, and I'm trying to find those things that are I'm passionate about to express. One is subject, but the other is just the love of drawing and painting, of composition, of color. So again, all of that, when I sit down to create, comes into play. And the idea that, which was never an intent, that this work would find itself on museum walls, that was never there. So the idea that people were beginning to see that piece and speak to it in a way of being allowing my work to be presented in museums, and oftentimes for the first time, museums have opened their doors and allowed a work of illustrators to be hung. It's a pretty spectacular and powerful thing. So you have all these things, the intent, and when I sit down with a blank sheet of paper, one doesn't know how it's going to unfold. And for me, I'm blessed and privileged to be in this place where all those things that I had hoped for as a young artist, it's really coming true.
And you have said that many of these images speak to your culture, and other works are based on your experiences of being black in America, mm-hmm. which is an important voice as well, of course.
Yes, very, very much so. And what I hoped always with this looking at the world through the eyes of a African American is how universal all these stories are. And that's the power, I think, in me presenting this work through the tales of Uncle Remus and through the legend of John Henry. When you get down to it, they're really universal values, universal stories and messages. And I'm just, again, being privileged to be able to offer that up.
So, Karen, tell us a little bit about how the festival will run and how people should plan their time, 10 to 4 on Saturday, and what will be going on.
There'll be so much going on. It starts with the Breakfast for Jerry at 9 in the morning, and if anyone is interested, they can register by going to www.albanychildrensbookfestival.com. Jerry will receive the award there. He will do a beautiful presentation, which I know you were at Norman Rockwell.
Yeah.
So you also saw it. I was also there and saw it. It's a beautiful presentation talking about his art and his life. And then that will be followed by the opening of the festival. The festival proper will have 60-plus authors. They will be signing books, greeting the audience, talking with children. It's a marvel to see. There will also be in the lobby, there will be activity tables set up, so if a parent has one or two children and one is tired, needs to sit down and rest, they can take that one child out to the activity tables. Jim Snack, the magician, will be there in the morning, and Joey D in the afternoon. Diane Payette, as I said before, will be performing a concert at 12 noon. And also there will be a luncheon with Tommy Greenwald speaking. Tommy will be receiving the Denise McCoy Legacy Award for humor. I talked with Nick Brewer, who's the author of the Bad Kitty series.
Mm-hmm.
He called to apologize because he's not able to make it. He has another commitment. But he said he was so disappointed because he said Tommy is one of the most spontaneously funny men he has ever heard, and he is very sorry to miss the presentation. But that will be going on as well. So one important aspect that we've referred to during this interview is the Rich Michelson Gallery that
yes.
will be exhibiting original children's illustrations, illustrations for their children's books. He will have some of Jerry's work there. He will have some Dr. Seuss. It will be there for people just to go in and look at, as well as to purchase if they're interested. But certainly children's illustration is a major component of children's books, and it helps tell the story. It allows the child to sink into that book, to reflect, to contemplate what it's about and what those characters are about. And I think the exhibit will be wonderful.
And having seen many of the having been to Rich's gallery, it's a gorgeous place to go and see the different artwork, and it gives you a whole different feeling of
it. Is absolutely gorgeous.
Books.
Yeah.
Yes. Much like the exhibit at the Rockwell that we're talking about with Jerry.
It is so different to see the books to see the illustration in the book and then to see them hanging on the wall is a work of art. It's truly amazing. And his gallery is truly beautiful.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. And, I've been there many times, and yes, it's rich and exciting.
Oh, it is.
It certainly is. As far as the age of the kids is roughly?
It's any school-age child and even before. It does preschool. Go up through, yes, it does go up through YA, young adult, definitely.
Which is its completely own separate,
yes,
take on
is.
Its own world. That's amazing. Well, it's the 5th annual Albany Children's Book Festival. It takes place this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Albany Academies. You can learn more by going to the website, which is albanychildrensbookfestival.com. albanychildrensbookfestival.com. You can also find out more information about Jerry Pinkney and his work by going to jerrypinkneystudio.com, jerrypinkneystudio.com. But again, information about the festival and the events taking place this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Albany Academies, go to albanychildrensbookfestival.com. Karen Schimmer and Jerry Pinkney, I thank you very much for joining us. I wish you nothing but joy and the best for Saturday, and thank you so much for giving us a preview this morning.
Well,
thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Again, find out more at albanychildrensbookfestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.